Loading program.
It's time for loot update, bitches. No ratings. No date.
Calculating.
No more waiting. No date.
This is a nerd update.
That's right, time to get nerdy up in this busy. What's up, guys? Mike with Vanessa doing nerd update for
Hi.
You guys. Thank you, Stoddard Blackall, for the opening track. As per usual, Stoddard Blackall, check him out on his website, stoddardblackall.com. Show regular, fantastic musician, does all the music for the show, and may have some new segments coming up that I'm going to see if Stoddy will do some music for. We shall see.
Oh, really?
We shall see. Join with Vanessa. Mentioned that earlier. Follow her tweets at CreepySexyNerdy. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like the Facebook page. Go to the YouTube channel where we do trailer reactions and shit. It's not shit, but, you know, it's good. It's good stuff.
Follow all the social medias.
Yeah, all of it. The YouTube channel is called Simmer Mike, all caps. It's just like my name. Just all caps, Simmer Mike, no space. Like I'm shouting at you. Let's get to it. Straight to the nerd update. Why the hell not, right? Why fiddle fuck around?
Let's do it.
Let's do this shit. Time to update the people. That's the wrong one. Fail. Here we go.
Fail.
This is all stuff that Vanessa knows. I believe this whole nerd update is all stuff. I think that's the theme of this nerd update.
I certainly hope so.
It's all stuff that Vanessa knows. So let's just get to it. It's been a tough road for Gambit, one of 20th Century Fox's many X-Men spinoffs, with both Rupert Wyatt, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and Doug Liman, Edge of Tomorrow, leaving the project behind after signing on to direct, but now Fox must be hoping that the third time is the charm. Deadline reports that Gore Verbinski, A Cure for Wellness, and I think he did the pirate movies too, is in the midst of making a deal to direct Gambit, which is still set to star Channing Tatum. That's right. We can't get Tatum off this fucking movie. God damn it. Channing Tatum's going to be Gambit.
I like Gambit is actually my favorite.
But Channing Tatum? He's not Gambit. Come on.
Do you remember who they cast as Gambit?
What?
In that one X-Men movie?
That guy.
Because I liked that guy.
From Friday Night Lights or whatever it was called?
I think so.
Yeah. No, I didn't like him, but that was the X-Men Origins Wolverine movie, so I didn't like that whole experience. But Channing Tatum is fucking Remy LeBou Gambit.
Well, let's hope he can do a Cajun accent.
So he's a New Orleans-based mutant with the ability to manipulate kinetic energy and turn objects into projectiles. He would do it with playing cards because he was a gambler.
Mm-hmm.
He had a gambling problem.
X-Men
with a gambling problem. however, Verbinski's involvement isn't a sure thing just yet. I guess they were chiming in on Twitter to say that he's hearing that a critical meeting is to happen next week, which could go either way at this point. Development on Gambit has been underway for several years now, but it was proving difficult to capture the tone and voice of the character. And when movies like Deadpool and Logan were able to successfully push boundaries, Channing Tatum said that it was decided that the script should be rewritten.
Huh.
They did it based on Chin Tate's saying, I saw Logan and Deadpool, we should rewrite Gambit. And so now they're redoing it because of what Channing Tatum said. Ah, boy. All right. And that's why we've probably lost so many directors.
That's interesting. I feel like I have heard whispers of this over the last couple of years.
This is like the X-Men movie I want to die, but it keeps coming back to life.
Really? You're not excited for a Gambit movie?
I don't want to see Gambit Tatum.
Gambit Tatum.
I don't want to see Gambit Tatum. And I know that's like a shitty thing. It's like, come on, man. What if he's good? I'm like, fuck you. I don't care. That's just, it's bad casting. It's bad. It's not like when Ben Affleck was cast to play Batman. That was different. I was kind of like, well, I could kind of see it, I guess. You know, I was like, part of me sees him as Batman. Well, I'll give him a shot, you know?
Yeah.
But Channing Tatum is Gambit. I'm like, nope. I just can't get it out of my, I'm like, no, that's not him. Nope. Somebody else. I would have said Brandon Lee back in the day. He played the Crow.
Oh, yeah.
He would have been great as Gambit.
I can agree with
Brandon
that.
Lee back in the day would have been dope. Shit. I can't think of anyone now who would do it really well. I mean, like, the guy who plays Loki. Tom Hiddleston but he'd be a great anything.
Also, I know we didn't really watch it, but the guy who plays Dorian Gray
in Penny Dreadful,
would be really good.
He would be good.
Or the guy who played Dorian Gray in the movie.
Or anybody from Game of Thrones. Anybody from Game of Thrones would be good for Gambit. Anyone other than Channing
Tatum. Oh my God, can we get Peter Dinklage to play Gambit?
I would love if Peter Dinklage... Well, he's already played a villain, but fuck it. Let's have him come back. We'll have him do like a... We'll do a weird like, I wasn't this villain the whole time. I was really Gambit the whole time. Because in Days of Future Past, he was... remember, he was the bad guy?
I didn't see Days of Future Past.
You didn't see one of the best X-Men movies of all time. We are moving along. You have no credibility for this Gambit movie.
Oh, no.
No. But what do you think? Would you want to see the Gambit movie starring Gambit Tatum? Channing Tatum, sorry.
Well, no.
I mean, I know, right? Because it's Channing Tatum.
I wasn't totally against it.
It's because it's Channing Tatum.
Until you got all uppity about it. And
then
I was like, no.
Oh, please.
No.
Is it because of Channing Tatum?
Yes.
I knew it. Finally pulled it out of you. It's true. No one really gives a shit because of him.
Which is sad.
It's not him. He could play Colossus.
It's just that he's not good for this character. It's not
that
he's
what
a
I'm
bad
saying.
Actor.
Channing Tatum could play Colossus. He could play. He would have been an interesting Cable. You know, if they went younger with Cable. But Josh Brolin is going to be great as Cable. I just don't see fucking. Channing Tatum's he's another X-Man. He's like Beast or something. He's not.
Yeah.
He's not Gambit. It's just, I'm like, what kind of weird casting is that shit?
Channing Tatum is forever typecast as one character in my head anyway, so he'll never be anything else.
He'll always be Magic Mike to me too.
No,
I mean,
actually,
what?
It's not. That's Magic Mike.
I wasn't. You said it.
It's
didn't say it.
Freaking
fuck.
Danny McBride's bitch, and this is the end.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Channing Tatum was his bitch. Oh, yeah. You know what? That's a movie I've seen clips of, but I haven't seen the whole thing. I gotta watch that.
It's so good.
I thought you were gonna say Magic Mike.
No.
I was gonna be like, yeah, me too.
No.
I mean, not. I don't. I don't mean.
I haven't seen Magic Mike.
I have. I honestly haven't. I know I said I have first, but I haven't. And
you're lying. You saw it and you liked it.
I saw the second one opening night. The first one I saw on DVD and became a fan later on, of course. Now I'm in the Magic Mike fandom and canon. My stripper name is Mediocre Mike. Yay. Oh, that's sad.
That is really sad.
Don't laugh at that.
I
too
am
hard.
Laughing at that. Really hard.
Fucking fucker.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. You're all right. You're all right. You're cool. You're cool by me, lady. So I guess at the end of the day, we're not excited about this, are we?
Nope.
I'm not. I really wish I could be, but damn, that sucks. And I hate to say it, but I'm blaming Channing Tatum. He needs to just stay in your own playground, Tatum.
Actually, I was thinking about something. Whenever we disagree on
stuff,
or don't like something,
it goes well.
Can we...
Sorry.
That can we just make everything Felipe's fault?
It is Felipe. It's Felipe's fault.
Everything is Felipe's fault.
If he would just get back to the blood bank. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, check out the latest Team Awesome Inc. update where we talk about Felipe and how they keep calling me thinking I'm Felipe and he's got to go to the blood bank, I guess. No, he doesn't have to, but they're really... I got to print out going message.
Yeah, this is all because you don't have an outgoing message.
I know, but I want to see how many times they're going to keep doing it. All right, so moving along to the next story. Ooh, big Doctor Who fan.
Yes.
We're both very big Doctor Who fans.
Yes.
Big news, guys. We've talked about Doctor Who off and on the show. I'm a big Doctor Who fan. I usually try and avoid it, but this is too big news to let go.
Oh, God.
Well, basically, we're getting the first female doctor. On Doctor Who. The show's been on for over 50 years. We have the first lady playing the Doctor.
Woohoo!
And that is coming in the form of... What's her name?
Jodie Whittaker.
Jodie Whittaker. Thank you. She is
You're
the
welcome.
13th Doctor. Jodie Whittaker. I got to remember that name for trivia now. I'm like, can you name all the Doctors? I'm like, yeah. And I got to remember 13. Jodie Whittaker. One I always keep forgetting is Patrick Troughton. He was the third Doctor. Patrick Troughton. He was the third Doctor.
You asked that like I would know the answer to that
question. You
know
all of the Doctors. I know all of their names.
I don't.
Do you want me to name them?
Okay.
Okay. fuck, why did I say that? William Hartnell. Patrick Troughton, who was second, not third. Third was, his son is on Gotham, and he plays Alfred Pennyworth on Gotham, and that's his son. Oh, I'm already fucking it up.
Yep.
Tom Baker's the fourth Doctor. Fifth Doctor is Peter Davison. Sixth Doctor is Sylvester McCoy. Seventh Doctor is... Wait, Peter Davison, Sylvester McCoy. Colin Baker is the fifth Doctor. I'm already fucking it up.
I think you should just stop.
Colin Baker is the fifth Doctor. Oh, my brain. Colin Baker is the sixth Doctor. Seventh Doctor is Sylvester McCoy. Eighth Doctor is Paul McGann. Ninth Doctor is Christopher Eccleston. Tenth Doctor is David Tennant. 11th Doctor is Matt Smith. 12th is Peter Capaldi. And 13th is...
Jodie Whittaker.
Yeah.
Cappy.
I forgot the name of the other one.
What other one?
The one I can't remember the name of.
John Hurt?
No.
War Doctor?
Oh, that doesn't count. He was the War Doctor.
It counts.
Whatever.
Who are you? Wait, I bet I know. Which one are you forgetting the name of?
The one with the bow tie and he had the big curly hair.
Oh, yeah.
And his son is on Gotham. And it's driving me nuts, and now I have to look it up. I thought I was being all cool, like, yeah, I can remember all of them, and then I totally forgot his name, and it's because I was thinking of his son, because his son looks so much like him on Gotham. Oh, my God, why won't they show me the
cast?
Why
won't you just Google the
John Pertwee. John Pertwee was the third Doctor. Sean Pertwee is in Gotham. He plays Alfred Pennyworth.
Yeah.
John Pertwee was his father, but Sean looks a lot like his dad. People have asked, why haven't you wanted to play your dad from Doctor Who? And he's like, because...
Because
it was my dad. He really owned that role, and I'm not going to take that role. Why would I ever play that part or play him playing that part?
Yeah.
That's like, to him, that's just like, no. Like, that's my dad's thing.
Yeah.
That's not my thing. It's like, I appreciate it, but even though he looks just like his dad, which is crazy, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Still, the fact that we're having a lady doctor.
Super exciting.
50 years this show's been on. The Doctor's an alien, and every time the Doctor dies, turns into a new person, and that's because the actor either got too famous and had to leave the role,
yeah.
Or the BBC got sick of the actor playing the part.
Uh-huh.
Because the actors generally will stay for about 3 years. They'll stay about three to 4 years, depending on the Doctor. That's like a rule of three, I think, is what they do.
Except Christopher Eccleston.
Yes. He did one.
He did one.
And got the fuck out. He's like, that's enough. One and done. They're like, but wait, people love you. They want you back. I don't give a shit, says Christopher Eccleston. He turned down the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who.
I know.
He turned it down. He was supposed to be a big part in that.
No.
He was supposed to, basically, he was going to be the War Doctor. Anyway, we're Whovians geeking out about this. So pretty big stuff because, I mean, you know, I'm, a lot of people are like, is this weird? Are you, as a fan of Doctor Who, like me, because I'm a dude, do you think, like, you know, being a guy and growing up with Doctor Who, watching it on Iowa Public Television with my parents on Friday nights when I was 18. trust me, I was doing other stuff, you guys. I was a bad kid. No, it's not true. I was too nice. Doctor Who. So I've been a big fan of it ever since back in the day.
Yeah.
So I don't. It's a the Doctor is an alien. First of all, the Doctor doesn't call himself Doctor Who.
No.
He just calls himself or itself the Doctor.
Doctor.
It calls itself the Doctor. It's not its name. Its name isn't the Doctor. It just goes by that moniker because, you know, healer, caregiver. It just wants to help people. It wants to help be a good. It wants to. It's a long story. It comes from a race of time traveling aliens that live forever and change. Every time they die, they change into a new person. But it's the same soul, the same essence. It's just literally the genes are all scrambled up.
The struggle of explaining Doctor Who to non-Doctor Who fans.
So, and they've shown that other Time Lords is what Doctor Who is. He's the Doctor, not Doctor Who. The Doctor is a Time Lord. Other Time Lords can turn into ladies. His arch nemesis, who was always played by a man, the Master, was played by a lady recently.
Missy.
And she was great.
She was great.
So are we going to get lady-on-lady Doctor-Master action? We're going to get Lady Doctor versus Lady Master?
I hope so.
Because that sounds hot.
That sounds hot.
That kind of sounds oddly hot. I never thought Lady Doctor versus Lady Master would be hot. But now I'm like, you know what? All right, what's going on? Are you gonna kiss?
You're going
come
to
on, kiss. Come on, just kiss once. You know Missy's gonna love it.
There's totally gonna be a porn parody if that happens.
Oh, easily. You know, well, they've already done porn parodies of Doctor Who.
Of course they have.
They're terrible.
All porn parodies are terrible.
I've heard they're bad. Moving along. So not only that, the Christmas special for Doctor Who is going to be in theaters.
Is it?
Yes, it's going to be in theaters.
Is it one of those like Fathom events?
I think so. So the upcoming Doctor Who event, the Christmas special, because Doctor Who every year does a Christmas special. It'll feature the exit of Peter Capaldi's 12th Doctor and introduce fans to Jodie Whittaker as the first woman to ever play the role. The Christmas special will arrive in U.S. theaters on Wednesday, December 27th at 7 p.m. local time, promptly after the screening. Attendees will be treated to two exclusive pieces of bonus content that will take audience members behind the scenes of the holiday special and celebrate Capaldi's bow from the program, who has led the series since 2013. In addition to Capaldi's departure, Stephen Moffat will also be exiting his role as showrunner for the series. Yeah, I figured as much. It's a cool stuff. I mean, it's going to be in the theaters.
I want to go to that.
It's going to be in theaters. Well, it's going to be in theaters first, and then it's going to be on TV. So I guess it'll be in theaters on Christmas Eve.
I want to see that.
It's a Fathom Events thing. What?
You can begin making your reservations on October 20th.
Oh, nice. Okay, so this October 20th, you guys can make your reservations if you want to check that out.
I will.
I think we need to do that
yes.
right away. October 20th, make sure you do that and see the first Lady Doctor. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's about time we had a Lady Doctor. What do you think? You're a lady and you're a nerd. What do you think about lady doctor, female doctor?
No, I think that's great.
I mean, do you think it's a gimmick or do you think it's actual good shit?
No, I mean, I think she's going to be great.
Yeah.
They had been whispering about making some sort of big change to the character for a while and nobody knew.
Well, everyone knew that they were going to do a lady at one point because when the master became a woman... I was like, all right,
but
they're getting us ready for a lady doctor.
I think everyone thought that they were going to do an African-American doctor first because it was
rumored. I thought Idris Elba.
Yeah, Idris Elba.
I would have loved him for James Bond or Doctor Who.
Yeah, yeah, because
he could have done either one.
To be in like the casting
shit. He would have been good. He would have been good for either one.
Yeah,
James
he
Bond.
Been good.
You know what? Guys, Sony, put him in James Bond. Put him in. Come on, next Bond. He's the next Bond. It's just a name.
Yeah. No, so I'm super excited for this, and I can't wait for it to start.
Jodie Whittaker, I'm not too... am I familiar with her? I've seen her in the movies, but I just don't know what I've seen her in.
Broadchurch. Right? You didn't watch Broadchurch.
I didn't watch Broadchurch, so what else have I seen her
in? I have no idea. I've just seen her in Broadchurch.
Well, you're not IMDb. You can't just tell me stuff.
No.
God.
Sorry.
Well, you think the internet's supposed to just tell me? Oh, that's why it's there. All right. Well, anyway, I'm looking forward to this. October 20th, you can get your tickets to see this event in theaters. And then you can watch it on TV on the 27th. But if you go see it in theaters, you get extra shit.
Yeah.
Which is cool. And it's
I'm down
totally
for
worth
that.
It. And it sounds like a fun thing to do on the holidays.
Yeah.
So I'm down. I think this is cool. And I like the fun stuff. I hope it's not 3D. I don't want to see it in 3D.
I don't want to see it in 3D.
Even IMAX doesn't want to do 3D anymore. But anyway, they're BBC. They can't afford 3D. BBC can't afford 3D.
Well, I don't know. I feel like BBC can't afford 3D.
They can't afford a lot of things. But that's neither here nor there. We're not here to criticize the British Broadcasting Corporation, if that's what they're called. We're here to criticize other things. But I think this is a bold step for the show, and I think it's a great change. And I think for the number 13, you have to do something kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
It's 13. A lot of people consider it unlucky. Why not make that number for the doctor? Why not go crazy? Do something completely
totally a lucky number.
Yeah, and for a lady to come in on 13, I think is really cool.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of appropriate.
No, I agree with
that. To an extent. It's like, and I can't wait to see a what is it, 2,000-year-old, however old, 4,000-year-old Time Lord.
Yeah.
He's like it is a 4,000-year-old Time Lord, basically, almost 5,000 years old. And it's always been in the body of what appears to be a man.
Yeah.
This is the first time that we know of before the show, because again, we don't know how many regenerations the doctor's had before the show. Maybe the doctor was a woman at one point before all this. We don't know. But this is the first time during the show that the doctor's been a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in or outside of that canon, whether it's on the show, we don't know. But this is fucking crazy. And it's really cool. And I'm supportive of it.
Me too. I'm super excited for this. And I can't wait for the Christmas special too.
If you could, if every time you died, you came back as a different looking person, would you just kill yourself just to see as what you come back as? Be like, you know what? I'm sick of looking this way. I'm just going to boop and then come back as something else.
Yeah, probably. Or at the very least, I'd kill myself until I looked like Megan Fox.
Whoa. What if you came back as a dude?
I'd kill myself until I looked like Megan Fox.
What if you came back as a dude, that like a Megan Fox dude looking person?
I'd be okay
person.
With that. That's I weird. Might let that slide.
That's a weird thing. Yeah. Wouldn't that just be, what's his name, from Neighbors?
Or Adrian Brody.
That's just Zac Efron, right?
No.
Male Megan Fox is Zac Efron, right?
No. Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody.
I choose Megan Fox specifically because she has blue eyes and black hair. So
Adrian Brody
Zac Efron does not have.
Look, we're just going to have to agree to disagree on a lot of this stuff.
Okay,
all right?
Fine.
Fair enough. But Adrian Brody? Anyway, random.
Oh, that was also the wrong person. Never mind.
Yes, I know.
it's not who I was thinking of.
It's too late. All right, so here we go. Jared Leto news. It's Jared Leto time.
Crazy Robo Jared Jesus. Leto news.
So it's Robo Jesus. He's new Blade Runner is out. Check it out. New Blade Runner.
It's out.
Blade Runner 2049 is out. It's out now.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Derp. Pre-recorded. Derp.
Ugh.
Any shit. Sorry. So Jared Leto news time. He's gonna be in the new Blade Runner, which is out now.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it? So check this out. They've been trying to make... Now, Jim Carrey has been trying to make a movie and play a part for a while now, and that's Hugh Hefner.
Oh, no.
For the longest time, Jim Carrey was attached to play Hugh Hefner in a biopic about Hugh Hefner, and Hugh Hefner wanted Jim Carrey to play him.
Mm-hmm.
There was some confusion, there were some issues, and unfortunately, I guess things fell apart. And I guess before Hef died, Jim Carrey talked to Hugh Hefner before he passed away and was like, hey, you know, this is what I want the movie to be and this is how I want to do it. And what do you think? And I guess at the end of the day, once Hugh Hefner passed away, the studio got a hold of the rights or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're like, all right, well, you're too old, Jim Carrey. Fuck you. We're going to get someone else. And the role has gone to Jared Leto. Yep,
interesting.
That's right, Jared Leto.
I mean, I've seen pictures of Hef when he was younger, and I can kind of see that.
Oh my God, Jared Leto said when he heard that Ratner, I guess Brett Ratner. Oh God, Brett Ratner's doing it. Brett Ratner's directing it, guys. He did X3, X-Men Unite, not X-Men Unite, X3, The Last Stand. He did Red Dragon, which was pretty good. I liked Red Dragon. Red Dragon was good. But X3. That was bad. Rush Hour 2 was all right. Rush Hour 1 was better. He's doing a Hugh Hefner movie?
I don't want this movie to happen.
Jared Leto's playing Hugh Hefner? Well, Jared Leto said when he heard that they got the rights, when Brett Ratner got the rights, Jared Leto said, I want to play him. I want to understand him.
Well,
whoa.
So
whenever Jared Leto says that, I freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
I want to play him. I want to understand him. Well, he's dead now, so it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Well, Ratner thinks that Jared Leto is one of the great actors of today. I agree.
Yes,
I agree
true.
Wholeheartedly. He was fantastic. Whether or not you think his portrayal of the Joker was good or what the fuck ever, I don't think he had enough time with the character to do anything.
Well,
I really think he
had enough time with the character to do stuff. I don't think they gave the audience the opportunity to see it.
Or they probably just used a bunch of different edits and cuts, different performances, you know, because when you do multiple takes for each scene, they probably just pick the shitty ones.
Probably.
Or the more friendly ones. I don't know. What people expect instead of like the shit he really wanted to do. Who knows? We'll find out now that they're going to take the fucking restraints off Jared Leto and let him do the Joker however he wants.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not going to be in the Joker origin movie. He's going to be in at the end. They need a younger person to play the Joker than a younger Joker. So
yeah,
because it's an origin movie. Why don't they just get the guy who plays Jerome on Gotham?
Yeah,
and just continue his
Cameron,
thing.
Montague, I think.
So any shit. I guess we'll find out what's going on because Leto is he's got what is it? He's got Suicide Squad 2. He's got He just did Blade Runner 2049. He's probably going to do some more DC shit.
Yeah, I think he just has all the DC stuff that's in
Joker
the works
Harley
right
Quinn.
Now.
He's got Joker Harley
yeah,
Quinn.
Yeah, he's got Joker
How
Harley Quinn.
Of course we forgot Joker Harley Quinn. So he's going to do Joker Harley Quinn. He's going to show up at the end of the Joker Origins. And he's going to be in Suicide Squad 2.
Yeah.
So we're going to get Jared Leto, and we're going to get a lot of Jared Leto Joker coming up, guys. Yep. So enjoy him in Blade Runner 2049. Enjoy him as Hugh Hefner when that comes out. Mm. I don't know how I feel about it. I was, if Jim Carrey was still playing the part, I think I'd be more interested.
I would only with this movie if it portrayed Hugh Hefner accurately.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about Hugh Hefner.
Well, I think
I don't think that they're going to do that because right. if they do, then they have the entire Playboy Enterprise to contend with.
Yeah.
So well, I don't want this movie to happen at all.
They're just
going to
play into whatever shit people thought about Hugh Hefner. They're not going to really say what it was like and what kind of a guy he really was.
Yeah, no, they're not.
They're not going to show that shit.
And that pisses me off.
They're just going to show him as this really charismatic, charming gentleman who started this company. And look, I'm not trying to disparage the legacy of Hugh Hefner, but at the same time, he did a lot of fucked up shit. I hate to say it, but he was kind of one of the last madmen.
Yeah. No, I agree.
He was like the last madman. You know, like there was no more. And then Hugh Hefner was like the last of that bygone era.
Mm-hmm.
And now that he's passed away, it's like it's an era has literally ended.
Yeah. No, that's
I'm not even
true.
Shitting. So for Jared Leto to take on the role, I think it shows a little bit more reverence towards the story and towards the character of Hugh Hefner. But it's probably going to be a Brett Ratner version because
yeah.
that's what it is. It's a Brett Ratner movie
mm-hmm.
with Jared Leto as Hugh Hefner.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see once trailers drop.
How about Brett Ratner just tries his best to make the movie look as good as possible and then just let the actors do whatever they want?
Yeah.
Just let Jared Leto do whatever he wants. Even if he wants Hugh Hefner to have green face paint throughout the whole movie, let him do it.
Just let him do it.
Let him do whatever he wants. If he wants Hugh Hefner to be wearing devil horns the whole time, okay. Have a tail.
I'm down
Fine.
For that.
That's cool. Jared Leto, he's an auteur. he's a filmmaker auteur. He directs videos too. So he directs his own music videos for 30
yes,
seconds.
Yes, he does. You know his pseudonym?
What?
Are
you going to give it away? Spill the beans
crap,
on the show? You don't even know. Now you're on the spot. You won't remember.
Oh, no, I won't remember.
That's what happened to me. All right, speaking
of... No, Bartholomew Cummins.
Okay, Bartholomew Cummins. All right. So, I guess we'll see how Bartholomew Cummins does this year. We'll see how he does. I mean, Jared Leto, whatever his name is. We'll see how he does. And check out 30 Seconds to Mars on iTunes.
Do it.
They
Jared have
Leto's
a new single
band.
Out.
I actually do like them now. You got me into 30 Seconds to Mars.
Have you been listening to them?
I wasn't into them before, but I've been checking them out lately, and I'm like, God damn it, Jared Leto can sing.
Yes.
He can actually sing. I'm like, this guy, he's talented.
30 Seconds to Mars,
put him
Melanie
in a musical.
Martinez, I'm
put
on a roll.
Put Jared Leto in a musical. He can sing. He can act weird. He can probably dance.
You know what I think was a missed opportunity?
What?
Remember how you mentioned that in the 90s, the rappers,
he
should have written a song for Suicide Squad.
Oh, you mean like he should have written the Suicide Squad song?
Yeah, for the soundtrack.
He should have written a song as the Joker, but on acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Where he's just going, that's all it would be. I'd love it. I'd love it for 3 minutes. I'd play it over and over again. The Psycho song, I Love You by the Joker. Psycho song, in parentheses, I Love You. By the Joker for Harley Quinn. All right, so moving along, we'll see how that movie turns out. But I'm sure Jared Leto will do good yet again, but others might not. Last but not least, guys, Rick and Morty has single-handedly brought back the idea of McDonald's Szechuan sauce.
Oh, God.
If you remember the April Fool's Day episode of Rick and Morty, they premiered it. They premiered the first episode of season 3 on April Fool's Day, the entire episode. And ever since then, there's been running gag, and people have been joking around about the Mulan Szechuan sauce from Disney's Mulan. And in the 90s, they released the Szechuan sauce, and they wrote a running gag about it. It's like, you know, the recipe is so rare, you can only find it in your dreams. It's only found in memories. And Well, McDonald's put a tweet out recently and said, this is from at McDonald's. Oh, did you guys want this Szechuan sauce on a poster and maybe your taste buds? Full deets at buttermilkcrispytenders.com.
What?
So starting, I don't know how long we're going to get the Szechuan sauce, but basically by the time you hear this, you might be able to get some Szechuan sauce at McDonald's. And if you can, go get that shit.
That's amazing. I don't think I ever had the Szechuan sauce.
I haven't either, but I'm going to get it and have it now. Yeah. I remember the Mulan movie came out, and I do remember the Szechuan sauce. I remember it was a big part of the promotional campaign for the movie.
I don't remember that.
The fact that McDonald's is going, fuck it, let's release it. The movie came out in 1998. Eddie Murphy was the dragon friend.
Yeah.
Remember that? Man, I'm amazed that they did it. Like, McDonald's is like, you know what? Rick and Morty is such a great show. And they really promoted our fucking brand, our McDonald's brand, for a whole episode. Mulan Szechuan sauce from McDonald's. They kept saying McDonald's over and over again that episode. And it's a really popular show. They're like, fuck it. Yeah, let's do it. Let's release it. I think that's pretty cool. I mean, again, it's a corporate entity playing into fanboyness.
It only took them 6 months.
But come on. I mean, the fact that it, like, in 6 months they were able to resurrect the Szechuan sauce.
Yeah.
From 1998. It's back now.
Let's hope it's not actually.
It's going to be back.
1998.
It's going to be back. Like, within the next few days, you should be able to get a hold of it, and maybe you already have. If you do, hit us up. Let us know what it tastes like. And I'm going to try and hit a McDonald's over the next few days and see if I can find this shit.
Let's do that.
I'm really down. We got to do a Szechuan taste test and see if this shit's legit.
Okay.
I want to see if the Szechuan sauce is any good.
Yeah, me too.
I wonder if they had the recipe in like an old recipe book.
They probably like kept it in corporate.
Like next to the McRib and like the other things that they hide in their little recipe book. The Mac sauce, which we all know is Thousand Island. Not Thousand Island. it's Thousand Island with sugar.
Thousand Island with sugar.
It's Thousand Island with sweet and low. I'm kidding. I don't know if that's the actual ingredients. It might be Thousand Island with ketchup and sweet and low. I'm going to have to experiment. I feel like they put sugar in their McDonald's ketchup.
Probably.
I feel like there's sugar in their ketchup. I feel like they're lying to people. I feel like they put sugar in more of their
McDonald's
ingredients.
Now.
I know, right? I want the Szechuan sauce.
I'm too hungry.
And it's going to be there soon within the next few. It may already be there now. So if you're hearing this now, go find the Szechuan sauce and get back to us. Hit us up in the comments. Hit us up on Twitter at Team Awesome Inc. Hashtag Szechuan sauce.
Hashtag Szechuan sauce.
Szechuan sauce. I'll tell you how to spell Szechuan. S-Z, that's right, S-Z-E-C-H-U-A-N. Szechuan sauce. Hashtag Szechuan sauce. Hit us up at Team Awesome Inc. Hit up Vanessa on her Twitter, at Creepy Sexy Nerdy. Again, at Creepy Sexy Nerdy. Check it out. Check it out, you guys. Also, go to our YouTube channel, Simmer Mike, all caps, no space, like I'm yelling at you, Simmer Mike. And what else? Just subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Just type in Team Awesome Inc. and it'll pop up. There you go.
Yeah, do the thing.
You see our logo. Do the thing. Click it, stick it, get a ticket. Yeah.
Wow,
it makes
the
no
traffic
sense.
References.
It makes no sense. None of it makes sense. Just like the Szechuan sauce is back. That makes no sense. Only because of Rick and Morty. And if you're curious about the Szechuan sauce, follow at McDonald's on Twitter. I guess we're promoting at McDonald's
Yay!
Now. All right. That's going to do it for this nerd update. Nerd update completed. Right? Completed?
Yeah.
That's the proper.
You sound like a Dalek.
Exterminate. Exterminate.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.